You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is this for me and Jolly?
Yep. Getting pumped up.
I am ready, yeah. I am ready. Jolly.
See him walk in?
Oh, I did.
Did you start to quiver a little bit?
No.
Oh, you walked in? I missed it.
Oh, yeah. He had his music. He was like a wrestler.
You notice everyone else that walks by the glass and waved to him during our show.
He was like Triple H. He was dropping the water bottle in his head. He's ready.
I saw him smack a beer can over his head.
I can see that. Yep. That sounds like Jolly.
I was about to say, I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah, let it go?
What? I'm trying not to be so messy, man. I was told that I'm...
Yeah, you are pretty messy.
I'm trying not to be so messy. Mm. So I'm trying to not be messy.
Okay, you know what we could do instead of being messy? We could thank our friends from Wendy's for bringing us lunch.
They got a new flavor Frosty.
They do. So they brought us a ton of great stuff. Dave Singles, chicken sandwiches, cookies, and of course, the new Frosty Fusions. What, have you tried yours yet?
This is the brownie one.
I think there's one with brownie in it. You may have grabbed that one. If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you. They're announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion. Are you having a swirl or a fusion?
We just had a whole commercial break.
If you had to guess, what do you think you're having in there?
This got brownies in it.
Is it good?
It's really good.
Well, that's all that matters. So it's the same creamy treat you always love now with a flavor refresh.
Kyle, it hits harder. When you eat it on YouTube, though.
Oh, see,
we're leaning into the YouTube, though. Look at that.
Mukbang.
Wendy. Yeah, I was thinking that mukbang. Wendy, check it out. Oh, that's John.
Yeah, that's what people hear when they hear it.
I didn't mukbang that thing, though. I didn't mukbang it.
Yeah, please, less mukbanging.
But I got stuff in my beard.
Okay. How you take care of that? 215-592-9494. While Hugh over here cleans his beard, can we hear from Ross Tucker? Ross on the tush push and the reality of what's going on here with the Eagles.
That's my bed.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. We're off to a flying start this
day. Yeah. Okay. Tough day for me back here. All right, here we go.
Seems pretty clear that Commissioner Goodell and other people at the NFL do not like the tush push. They want it out. I think we probably have to resign ourselves to the fact that that is likely at this point. I've already moved on to I cannot wait when the Eagles still do a push, a quarterback sneak that looks very similar, still has success, and all of this was much ado about nothing, which is probably what it's about to be.
I agree. I don't think this is going to crush the team. I don't think it's going to crush their offense. Is there going to be an adjustment period? Obviously. And they used to play a good amount the last 3 years or so, and it's worked at an incredibly high success rate. But this is not something that when it comes down, I'm going to say, oh, no, the Eagles are going to win two less games next season. I don't feel that way. I'm just annoyed the NFL is going to take this away. You're worried right there.
Well, I don't think it's not going to kill the Eagles. They're still going to be a great team. Mm-hmm. But to say it's nothing, I think, is way too far.
Well, I look at it like this. I am a fan of the tush push, but I don't think it's the Eagles' identity. And that's what it kind of feels like. That's what people are feeling like it is. You know, the fact that we're giving this so much energy is like this is all the Eagles are. Now, I know that looking back on some of the revisionist history that we like to have sometimes, that we made fun of the fact that they ran a tush push a lot in some games.
They did, yeah.
And it was effective, but it was more of a bread and butter thing. But they know that this has been brewing for a while. And this is one of those things, I think of it like this, adapt or die. Because you knew this was coming. You had to know that on some level, with the way that teams are acting and the way that they acted this offseason, because this is ridiculous. When I think of the NFL and the things that I learned when I got in the game, the one thing that I was always told was that, you know, it's a copycat league, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, teams emulate each other. And they do it until you stop it.
It feels like a witch hunt. It is.
You run the play until you stop it. The Patriots were notorious for that. I remember talking to Coach Mangini, and he was like, the reason why the Patriots were so good, because they run the same plays out of different formations. And if you stop that one play, then they would come back to it, but it would be in a different formation, mm-hmm. but it's the same play. So it's one of those things where the NFL is upset because nobody can emulate what the Eagles are doing.
I think the Eagles, you said their identity. Their identity to me is physicality.
Yes.
I think it is their identity.
The fact that, let me tell you.
The tush push?
It is. You just said their identity is physicality. You see they line up and say, go ahead, line up. You can't stop it. That's part of the physicality.
But to me, the tush push is a small part of their physicality.
It's so not a small part.
They're physical on every play.
They take pride in the fact that they can run it and nobody else can.
Sure, but
they run it at their own 38-yard line.
They take pride in pushing people's stuff in.
Yes. Yes. But they do it on regular.
Let me tell you why I feel like that, Kyle, because Frankie Louvoux, out of all the names he said, the one that he invoked immediately was Jordan Mailata.
Yeah.
You know why I think that is? Jordan Mailata's a dog.
Mailata's sitting there yapping in your ear about breaking your will. This is a part of their identity.
Not only that, but he's doing it. Like, here's the thing. He's doing it outside of the tush push, too. He's putting hands on individuals on regular downs. So when he says that, rent free. He's living rent free.
That's part of the Eagles' identity.
But it's part of it. But the Eagles are going to be physical even without this play.
Maybe, but that adds such another element of physicality. Like not just an element of physicality. It's like you cannot stop this. When we get down to the 1 yard line, we know for a fact it's a touchdown every single time.
I agree with that.
Hurts 60% of his rushing touchdowns in his career. Are off of the tush push.
I know they're trying.
That's a lot of touchdowns.
They're trying to suppress Jalen Hurts' Hall of Fame candidacy.
Well,
I hear you.
But think about how many touchdowns that takes away from the Eagles' offense.
Well, just hand it to Saquon Barkley and get
right.
in the end zone.
Oh yeah, but guys, I don't think it's just that easy. I don't.
I think part of it is we are worried about what's going to happen if we don't have it. Look, I think it's gone, so we're going to have to deal with this, no matter what. But the Eagles have been physical for 25 years. Since Andy Reid got here, and Hugh Douglas actually was a player and not a rugby commentator when he actually played real football, the Eagles have been a physical football team. They were physical with John Runyon. They were physical. Lane Johnson was here for 7 years before the tush push became a thing. They're not. I don't think it's their identity as much as it takes part of their identity.
I don't think it's going to mean that they're not physical all of a sudden. But I think you're diminishing just how big of a part of their identity it is.
Well, maybe I'm coping because I think it's gone.
And
I've got to deal with this. 215-592-9494. Gut feeling on the tush push as the vote is about to come down. Do you believe it's gone or will it stay? The Eagles are reportedly calling around trying to lobby for some votes. We know Goodell wants this thing out of the league. Where do you come down on the tush push? And Harper Schwarber, who is the Phillies' best hitter right now? I think Schwarber has taken the mantle for Bryce Harper, and it's happened. I think it's happened slowly and under the radar for a while, but this year, even with Harper hot right now, it's Schwarber. His 300th home run of his career last night, number 16. Phillies, best record in the NL. Obviously, back to first place as well in the NL East. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phone lines, can you give everyone a second clue for Hugh's clues? $100 gift card on the line today to Sunoco.
Yeah. The second clue is I went there this weekend. Man, and I was overwhelmed. Walked in and was just like, oh, my God, overwhelmed.
You get overwhelmed in a lot of areas.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So they should, if you've been listening to the show, then you should have some pretty good, damn good guesses.
All right. He was overwhelmed in this chain. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard for the price here. Paul is up. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's going on?
We said,
calling
what's
on,
up?
About the tush push.
Okay.
I don't think we'll be seeing it again this year, unfortunately.
I think you're right, Paul. I think, unfortunately, this vote, the fact that they didn't vote a month ago and they pushed the vote back tells me that they were going until they got the right amount of votes, and that's going to be now.
Well, clearly, I don't know what Roger Goodell wants, Roger Goodell gets, and I mean, since the start, we all knew it was going to happen. I hate to say it, it's a terrible way for it to go out, but I think we all saw it coming. So, I mean, it is what it is. I have faith that they're going to, you know, figure something else out to kind of stick it to the people that voted against it this year. I'm sure they got alterations of the play that they're going to pull out and whatnot.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Well, we actually, before the show today, Paul, we were discussing some of those alterations. Because the way the new rule reads, it's you can't push the ball carrier. But it doesn't mean you can't push someone else. I mean, they could do something different where they almost like send a tight end in the backfield and push their lineman forward. There probably is a way to work around this a little bit.
Well, I mean, even what I even thought, what if you line up in the I formation? You got A.J. Dillon back there. I mean, in a sense, you just, you know, Hurts takes the ball, you hand it, you fake it to Dillon. He runs up, kind of adds a block for you, whatnot. And then, you know, Barkley takes it over the top. You know, there's always around it. You get that extra blocker if you line up in the I formation there as well. But yeah, I mean, I think today's a big day. It's a day of first and last. We got an apology from Hugh Douglas. That's a first.
I know. I never thought we'd see the day.
So, you know, that's
I forgot what I apologized for already. What I apologized for.
You know what, Hugh? I did too, man. It happened so quick.
It doesn't matter. We have the audio. It doesn't matter.
Oh, man. But, yeah. Also, I want to just say everyone's been busting on Hugh about him saying giving Schwarber this contract early, man. I'm telling you, Hugh's right about this. If he keeps playing the way he's playing, and it doesn't look like he's slowing down anytime soon, and there's going to be a bidding war at the end of the year, and you never know, man. Somebody might just offer him too much to say no, and then we lose him. And if Harper doesn't step up and we're left with just him, you know, we could be on a downswing.
Paul, I agree, and it's rare that Hugh Douglas is spot on, but he is about this one. And right now the Phillies are 18th in home runs in baseball, like overall, and that's with Schwarber having the second most in baseball. You take him out of this lineup, and there's just not enough punch. I mean, they need him in there. Paul, I agree, and Hugh's right. The quicker, the better. All right, Paul, what's your guess for Hugh's clues?
Well, a second clue kind of determined. I'm going to go Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
That is a good guess.
I like that guess. Not it, but it's a good guess.
I do get a little overwhelmed when I go to Trader Joe's.
We got one right down the street.
Yeah, because that's the day. That's
I
what
like
happened.
Trader Joe's.
When
you
I
what?
Went and got that
like
Greek yogurt.
Me too. I'm a Trader Joe's guy.
Yeah, I went and got that. That's why I went and got that Greek yogurt that one time.
You mean
Greek guacamole. Yeah, that was terrible.
Greek guacamole.
Yeah, that was
terrible. See, Joe's been nicknamed Trader Joe.
I have, because I like to trade players.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, there was Jack McKeon, who managed the Marlins in 2003 when they won the World Series. He was Trader Jack back in his day as a GM. Jim is up on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'm still thinking the tush push will still be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about like how many flags that's going to create. We want the game to move a little bit faster. That's going to slow the game down.
Oh, you think like with the way the rule is, if they put the rule in, then they'll just get people will do it and get flagged.
Well, not necessarily. It's just that. Even if the receiver is blocking for somebody, they might, it'll be more flags. Because if they change the rule, what you guys are saying from back in the day, then it won't be just around the goal line. It'll be all throughout the game that could happen.
What do you think of that? Do you think if the rule passes the way we talked about it, where you can't push for the anywhere on the field, right? You can't. That teams will still do it and they'll get flagged? Because Jim seems to think it's going to create more flex. Or will players just stop doing it?
You know what the one thing that I've been told about the NFL is like when they implement a rule or they change the rule, it doesn't take that long for teams to adapt. So I don't think so. Might have a couple flags in the preseason, but outside of that, no. It just all depends on how the refs, how they see it. Because there are certain bang-bang plays that happen that somebody might aid the runner or whatever, but I don't see it being as a bigger issue as you might perceive it to be.
Yeah, I think they'll just stop doing it, Jim. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, and that's not good for the game either. The pace of play stuff would be ridiculous.
Right.
All right.
Jim, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What do you got?
Dollar General.
Dollar General, Hugh?
I rock out with Dollar General.
Yeah, not
too.
It, though?
Yeah,
not it.
No, that's not it.
Is Dollar General overwhelming?
No, it's because you got to know it's a smaller store.
It's Hugh we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, it's a smaller store.
But you know
what's
there.
When I go in, I kind of know what I'm going to get.
Greeting cards, balloons.
Balloons.
Candy.
Soda.
Yeah, soda.
Soda, candies.
There's not much surprise
detergent.
When you walk into a dollar store.
Detergent, you get probably some air fresheners and stuff like that. Yeah,
maybe some stationery, some pens or whatever. I don't know. Last time I've been in a dollar store, it's the same dollar store as it was when I was 10.
Yeah, it doesn't change a whole lot.
They kind of have the same things. I'd be surprised if you were overwhelmed in there. Mike in Norristown.
Yo, what's
Peter
Turner?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I like this. Lively conversation.
Might get a little...
Oh, girl, we're excited today.
Might get weird.
Yeah, you got to call him later. I'll be invited. Hey, Ike!
That's my call on Ike in the afternoon show.
Hello?
Mike?
Yeah, we listened to your conversation.
Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I'm sorry, Hugs.
You called us.
What's going on, guys?
That's all right,
no, you're
Mike.
Fine. You're fine.
We were just snooping.
We were waiting for you to say some cuss words.
Yeah, we were going
to
dump those.
Oh, never. No, I'm here on my end. I ain't going to curse.
Oh, not in front of auntie. Not in front of auntie.
No, you can't curse in front of auntie.
Can't do that in front of auntie, man. No way.
It's
my Aunt Mary, man. She's my godmother. She's the best, man.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, Mike, what do you got for us? Tush push, is it gone? What does your aunt think? That's the question.
It's cool because they're a bunch of haters. They're trying to bring us down, but guess what? They're going to be giving it to Buckley up the middle, up the gut all day.
Tell him, Mike.
His touchdown ratio is going to go from 15 to 20. Let's go.
That was right on time right there.
Yeah. Mike, what does your aunt think? She thinks the tush push is gone too?
Yes, I think it's gone.
Yeah, but how about your aunt?
You said your aunt.
Oh, my aunt. You think they're going to get rid of the tush push? Yes.
See, she knows.
Oh,
she knows ball.
She knows ball.
No. She said no.
Oh, she said it's staying.
Well, definitely knows ball then.
Yeah, she said yes. Then she said no. She changed her mind.
Okay, we do that. We do that every day. We change our minds. Mike, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say what's the dollar store say? Dollar Tree.
You just said it.
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. Mike, not it.
No, that's a good guess. Though.
Yeah, that's our second dollar store guess. Not it. 215-592.
Well, Dollar General and the Dollar Tree are two different stores. So that's.
But they're similar.
Well, yeah, they are. But, I guess for the purposes of our purposes, yeah, you can.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be overwhelmed in one but not the other?
Yeah, that's
true. Do you have a preference? Are you a tree guy or a general guy?
General. It just feels like general has better stuff.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, you said Dollar Tree or Dollar General, right? Then I said general. I'm the general, Dollar General guy. Dollar General.
I just love the idea they have better stuff. It's no, the same stuff.
It's the same stuff. They have, like, pencils. They have a... phone chargers, they have bubble gum.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Really selling me.
They have stuff. They have a lot of stuff. They have detergent. They have a lot of detergent.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Chris in South Philly's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Joe. Hey, you. How you guys
hey,
doing?
Hey, Chris. Oh, what's up?
I think they're going to get rid of it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the last caller said, they're haters, man.
Well, they're absolutely, especially Goodell. He's the biggest hater.
Big time. He's a real, something I can't say on the radio.
Is it Richard? You can say Richard.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, Hugh. There you go.
You're encouraging. You're encouraging people.
I mean, this is what I do.
Yeah, I think I missed it. What did you guys talk about? What Frankie Louvu said about it?
Yeah, Frankie Louvu. He's a big old baby.
This is going great.
Talking about it's a rugby play.
What did he say?
He said stuff.
Oh my goodness.
hey, guy, he said stuff.
He said it's a rugby play, and then he basically said that Jordan Mailata is better than him, and he's upset about it.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
This is the guy that almost gave us 3 points.
Oh, yeah, when they were going to award the touchdown, which was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
That was wild.
Especially in a championship game. It was crazy. Chris, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
Cabela's.
Now, that's knowing the show.
That is a really good guess.
Chris, that's not it, but that is knowing the show, because Hugh Douglas has admitted to walking into Cabela's, just taking a stroll for a half an hour and walking back out.
It's overwhelming, dog.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on.
How many minutes into your half-hour stroll did a couple of the workers talk to each other like, that guy's okay?
No, it's I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people going to Cabela's and not know what to get. I looked at a bow. I was going to get a bow and arrow.
What are you going to do with a bow and arrow?
I don't know. I thought about it. I was going to get then I looked at a BB gun. They didn't have a BB gun that I wanted. And then I was going to get some camo. I was going to get a camo suit.
I think you should get a camo suit, wear it on the show to see if people can see you on YouTube.
And then I didn't get it because I was like, dude, what am I going to wear? Like, you know, it has to, like, this is why I get overwhelmed, because you go in, normally when I go in the store, I know what I want to get. Mm-hmm. Like, say if I go to a grocery store, say I'm going to get some popcorn and
chicken,
some butter and some stuff, so, whatever.
Steak.
So, you know, when you do that, you go in and you might grab a few other items that you weren't expecting. But when you go in the store, you say, hey, I just want to see what they got. That's the worst.
Like at Cabela's.
Yeah, because now you're going in and you see all this stuff that you want. Mm-hmm. And then you start having a conversation of whether or not do you really need it. You know what I mean?
Because so you're debating yourself in the middle of the store?
Well, you're like, oh, do I really need that? And where's it going to go? Do I need one of these or I have one of these? And then it's like, oh, man, this is too much.
Yeah, but you can't have that conversation because most times the answer is I don't really ever need most things.
That's exactly
other
why
than
I get overwhelmed.
Food and clothes, you don't
that's
really
it.
Need anything.
That's it. And that's the problem, because I'll go in. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I see this. Ooh, that's nice.
You need a shopping assistant. You need someone to say to you, just get and let's get out of here. You've been in Cabela's for 3 hours,
I need direction. I don't have direction when it comes to that. I really don't.
We can cut that audio. I need direction.
I need direction.
I don't have direction. All right, let's grab Keith in Philly. What's up, Keith?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you, Keith.
All right, this is my first thing first. This is my first time being on here.
Oh, we appreciate
congratulations.
It. Yes.
Thank you for showing up.
So, first thing is, why they can't just find out how to stop the tush push instead of complaining about it, you know?
Yeah, we all trying to figure
out. I'm just trying, like, you know.
It's sad. It's sad more than anything else.
It is. But the thing is, I feel like the Eagles going to find another way to do it if they do ban it. And I think they're not going to ban it. But if they do, they're going to find a different way. And we're still going to score. So I don't know why I even complain about it. Just like I said, they're just mad because they can't find a way.
Well, that's exactly it. And they're jealous. I mean, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They're the best team in the game. They're just trying to knock the Eagles down a peg, Keith.
And you know what's crazy? I'm mad at Green Bay for pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till we play them.
Oh, they're enemies now. I mean, LaFleur and the Mark Murphy, the president.
I'm look cry babes.
Total enemies.
And I'm going to say one more thing before I leave this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on Wall Street again, and we're going to win another Super Bowl.
Back to back, Keith?
Yes, back to back.
All right, Keith, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues for a $100 gift card to Sunoco? What's he talking about?
Family Dollar, I'm not sure.
Is that what you're going with?
Family Dollar?
Yeah. Family Dollar.
Okay, that's not it. Keith appreciates. Is Family Dollar a store? It's Dollar Tree.
Dollars. The Family Dollar's a store.
Dollar Tree, the Dollar General,
it's all
Family
like the
Dollar.
Same.
Okay, yeah. So we've hit all three dollar stores?
Yeah, there's probably more, but... Everyone thinks Hugh's going cheap, though, which I can appreciate.
Yeah, I think it's funny how, if you notice that, the callers are indirectly saying you're cheap.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. Like, that to me, and I know we live in an age where, you know, people are, you know, they're measured by, you know, what type of money they spend. Mm-hmm. To call me cheap is not a diss or something that makes me
true.
Feel bad. It's just, it is what it is. Well, I'd rather be called cheap than broke.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's a big difference between the two.
There is choice number three, though. Cold when you didn't have a jacket for.
No, I got a jacket. You know what's funny?
That first winter here, you had a $30 whatever that was.
That was a coat.
Yeah.
A $30 coat.
It didn't keep you warm.
Joe, give it the respect that it deserves. It was a coat.
It was a rag. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, it is time, the most anticipated part of today's show. Jolly will come in live in studio.
Come in hot.
To debate, as we get started with our debate week here on the Midday Show, Andrew Painter, his best usage for the 2025 Phillies. Should he go to the bullpen or not? Hugh, how do you think I'm going to do here?
In the debate?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to win.
All right.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh, he's ready to go.
He's
ready to go. First Jillio next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's that time of year again, people. It's time to take a break from talking about bacon and share some of my grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season. So elevate your grilling game with Hatfield Marinated Pork Tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's Marinated Pork Tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They have Tuscan herb, people. Honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on fork.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.